You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Amen, amen, and amen. That brings us to the end of our music takeover. And now it's time for us to get into our book review, Chapter 4 of The Great Hope. We're looking at everlasting life. And so we're going to be joined by Pastor Steve Mwene to guide us through the chapter. Now, death is one of the few guarantees in life. Wah, wah, wah. But for the believer, this is not the end. It's a pause. The promise of resurrection turns every funeral into a waiting room, not a goodbye. In a world that fears death and glorifies youth, God offers something better, and that is an eternity with Him. That's not a fantasy. It's the most certain hope we have, and it's not for the perfect, but it is for the believing. My pastor, good morning. Welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. Thank you. And how are you?
Doing very well. Pastor, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing well. The Lord has been faithful.
Amen. Amen. Glad to hear that. Let me hand over to you to please just pray for us as we get into our study for today.
All right. Let us pray together. Our gracious Lord, we want to thank you even this morning as we start our meeting. We pray, dear Lord, that may you just be with us as we commence our study. May your Holy Spirit be present with us. As we discuss this important, solemn, and vital topic, I pray that may each of our words, whatever we say in our discussion, be uplifting and be comforting and give hope to each one of us, especially for those that are going through this such a phase in life. This is our prayer in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. All right, Pastor. I'm not sure what's going on. There's some noise and feedback coming from your end that's kind of distorting the sound. I'm not sure if you can take care of that. But as we're getting into today's chapter, Pastor, we're talking about everlasting life. Why is it that the resurrection is so central to the Christian hope? Why do you think that it's so important to our faith?
Sorry, I lost you for a minute. Maybe could you repeat the question?
I was saying, why is it that the resurrection is so central to our Christian hope and our faith?
All right. Thank you very much. All right. This is it's a very good question. And as we handle it, the issue of the resurrection is a vital component to our faith, number one, for two reasons. The issue of the resurrection itself brings, you know, hope to one who has lost a loved one or who may have lost a loved one or is alive, because we know that all of us one day we will die. Mm-hmm. The issue of death brings this solemn feeling as though everything ends at death. Mm-hmm. So when we come in, we bring in the topic of the resurrection, then we get to understand or get to have, you know, this memory or this information, the knowledge that after everything is said and done, there is hope to every soul that has been lost, including our loved ones. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that it is central, it is important to each our believers in our churches. It is vital to each one of us, because at the end of the day, it gives purpose to living, and it gives hope to those that look beyond the grave itself.
Mm. You know, this is something that all of us have to face at some point or another in our lives. But how does that death is temporary? How does that affect how we grieve, how we deal with loss?
How does this knowledge help us grieve?
Yeah.
Number one, Ellen White brings a view. Ellen White brings a view that we sorrow, but as not those without hope. Death is but a sleep. Tears are but preludes to the resurrection morning when Christ will return. Mm. In Revelation, we are told, Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, that He will wipe away all our tears. Mm. He will wipe away every pain will go. There will be no more sorrow, neither pain nor crying. This knowledge in itself, you know, helps us to grieve or mourn with hope. In other words, I will not mourn as though this is the end. As I mourn my beloved partner, spouse, family member, I will mourn with a certain form of hope. In other words, there's some kind of positivity. Mm. I will not think as though this is the end of everything.
Yeah.
So there is that this positive aspect that we get to have. Number two, you realize that, you understand that even in hope, there is this temporary knowledge of hope that, let me put it this way, temporary death fuels expectant grief. So at the end of the day, we comfort one another knowing that in as much as we have pain, we will not be in denial. Mm. We will constantly fix our eyes on the coming reunion. What I'm saying is that you will bury your loved ones, and as you say, ashes to ashes and dust to dust, you know that you will reunite again with them.
Mm.
And so this is how this knowledge, changes our perception about death itself.
For sure. And what comfort can we share with those who've lost loved ones in Christ?
What comfort can we share with those who've lost their loved ones? I think the main thing that resounds with me with the knowledge of the resurrection is that, you will meet them.
Mm-hmm.
You will meet them because there is hope for all those that die in Christ.
Mm.
The comfort that comes with this knowledge is that, brothers and sisters, we mourn with hope. We mourn knowing that at the end of the road, death will be swallowed. And I love the way one preacher put it. One preacher said, the last thing that will die is death itself. And so, to comfort ourselves, one another, the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5, that the loved ones who sleep in the grave sleep peacefully, and in their memory, though it may be forgotten, they will not come back to us. We will understand that the resurrection is it's a relational event.
Mm-hmm.
There is something better coming at the end of the day, number one. Number two, Mark Finley, one of my favorite preachers, puts it this way. He underscores and presents this present hope and says, we share Christ's hope in the nearness now.
Mm.
He weeps with us in John chapter 11, verse 35, that while we mourn, while we are in pain, we have a Savior who has understood the pain as we go through it today.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, the same Savior who cries with us or cried with us, we believe that after 3 days of him dying, he rose again from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, we will read that while we mourn and while we weep, we will hold on to Christ. Why? Because he holds the keys to the grave. And so when we talk about this, we have this hope that grief is just a night long. There is always a new dawn. And the Bible tells us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will always come in the morning. As we mourn, therefore, as believers, the hope that we have, the comfort we can give each other is that it is not permanent.
Yeah.
Your pain is not permanent. Your pain is not forever. Soon it shall pass. So long we hold on and we labor to die and rest in the Lord. Finally, someone says the grave is sealed not by despair, but by a Savior who outlived death. Our hope isn't in a wish. It's a blood-sealed promise. In other words, our hope of things getting better in a new world, in a new earth, it's not just wishful thinking. It's not just a story. It's not a bedtime story. It's not just, a preacher trying to make you feel better when you are mourning.
Mm.
But it is something that was sealed by the blood of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. When he died, he says, it is finished.
Mm.
It is finished that after the resurrection, on the third day. So if he died and rose again, according to Thessalonians chapter 4, if Jesus died and rose on the third day, even us who sleep today have this hope that we together will also raise to a resurrection. Now, this is the thing. As you die, maybe the last person you're seeing is the doctor,
mm-hmm.
is your family member near your bedside.
Mm.
But on that day, the writer says, we shall see him face to face. The face you shall see first is the face of the Christ who died like you have died and has resurrected like you will on that resurrection morning.
Amen. Amen. That's powerful. What a beautiful thing to look forward to. And I guess even when you think about death, which is the last enemy to be conquered, and when you think about the fear that often surrounds the idea of death, whether it is the death of a loved one or even our own death, that fear is taken away when we look at it from that perspective. Thank you so much, Pastor. Any final thoughts you have on this chapter, on this topic of eternal life?
Three things. Number one, death is just but a sleep. I've had, I think, about 16 years of experience being being working in the hospital as a nurse before I transitioned to theology. We've taken people for anesthesia, maybe doing an operation. I always tell people death is like that. They will give you a drug which will make you drowsy. You sleep. The next minute you realize you're already in the Word. Yeah. That is how death will be. As you read John chapter 11, verse 11 to 14, and Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5. Number two, resurrection is a certainty. There's no doubt about it. We can find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. Number three, and lastly, we must understand that there is divine presence even in our grief. We have a Savior who understands the pains that we've gone through. We have a Savior who has gone through the same grief, and He mourns with us. Even when you are unable to say anything in your grief and in your mourning, the Bible tells me the Spirit interprets your groans. In other words, God cares, God understands. And at the end of the day, resurrection is a certainty. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for your time. God bless you and your ministry. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless our listeners.
Are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.